Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishanel Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara brings a shiloh that Reb Sheshes sent to Reb Chizdo, Hailocha Bizar Mahu. Is Avodas Hailocha Kosher Bizar, or does it need a kain? Reb Chizdo answered back that it's kosher, and he brought a right from the pasuk Vayishchdu HaPesach Vayizrku HaKoyanim Miyodom. He understood it means to say that the Kohen takes the dam from the Zar who did the Halacha, and the Kohen does the Zrika. And Rav Sheshes brought a right from the Braisa. The Braisa says clearly that a Zar is possible to do Halacha. Now what exactly is the Shiloh? What is the Tzad to say that a Zar should be kosher to do Halacha? Now we had earlier on Daf Mem Chesam and Beis a similar shiloh about Halacha b'smoil. What's the tzad over there that Avodas Halacha should be kosher b'smoil? So we had a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that since Avodas Halacha is not mefurish in the pasuk, rather midafka rachmana lekabala beloshon Halacha, when the Torah talks about Kabbalah, it says v'ekrivo yakayin es adam. From there we see that Halacha also is an Avodah and has to be done by the kain. And since all avodos, that which they have to be done by yamin, is learned from the pasuk which says a lashon of kahuna, and since it doesn't say kahuna mefurish about avodas halacha, there perhaps it's kosher even b'smoil. Tosfos, however, argues Tosfos in Dira Maschal halacha b'smoil. He asks that we say lagavi all dinim halacha leisafka machal kabbalah. Why should we say that lagavi smoil halacha should be different than kabbalah? And therefore, Tosfos learns different than Rashi. He learns the Gemara's shayla all along was that perhaps we should learn out Halachas Adam from Halachas Akaf of Yom Kippur. Just like Halachas Akaf of Yom Kippur is kosher b'smoil, maybe Halachas Adam also is kosher b'smoil. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos l'gabi the Gemara's shayla of Halacha b'smoil. Now, what about the shayla of Halacha b'zar? And it would seem that both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, our shayla would be difficult to understand. According to Rashi, the shayla of Halacha b'smoil was that even though we know the klal of Halacha leisafka mechal kabbalah, still the Maisa doesn't say mefurish the lashon of kain on Halacha, and therefore perhaps it doesn't need to be done b'yamin. But since we know the etzem din of Halacha leisafka mechal kabbalah, that when the Torah says v'ekrivu yakayin es adam, nichlal net is avodas Halacha, so surely it has to be done with the kain. What's it say that avodas Halacha doesn't have to be done with the kain? It's kosher bizarre. And according to Tosfos as well, Tosfos says we know the klal of Halacha leisafka mechal kabbalah, all dinim, Halacha and kabbalah are the same. The only tzad to say that Halacha should be kosher b'smoil is because we found by Avodas Yom HaKippurim that the Halacha of the Keteris was done b'smoil. However, legabe zar, what's the tzad of the Gemara that it should be kosher b'zar? Here we have no source, we have no other place we found that a zar is kosher to do Avodas Halacha. So the Karen Oira in Zvachim Daf Yud Dalid, over there the Gemara has the same Shiloh, if Halacha is kosher bizarre. And the Karen Oira quotes Er Tosfos. He says Tosfos explains what's the tzad, that Halacha should be kosher b'smoil, because perhaps you learn from the Halacha Sakaf on Yom Kippur, which was done b'smoil. But what's the tzad that Halacha should be kosher bizarre? What happened to the klal of Halacha leisafka mechlal kabbalah? And the Karen Oira says that you have to say that this second shayla of the Gemara about Halacha Bizar really is based, it's a hemshech of the first shayla about Halacha B'smoil. Halacha B'smoil, the Gemara had a half minute to say it should be kosher, like Tosfos says, because you see from Halacha Sakteres on Yom Kippur, which was kosher B'smoil. And once we see that it's kosher B'smoil, then already the Gemara goes further to say that maybe even it's kosher Bizar. In other words, we won't say anymore Halacha Lesafka Mechal Kabbalah. Halacha will not be considered an avodah, it won't need a kain, because once we see it's kosher b'smoil, we'll understand that to mean that it's not an avodah and it doesn't need a kain. This is the way the Karen Oira explains the shayla of the Gemara, that the only tzad halacha should be kosher bizarre is if it's also kosher b'smoil. So when Reb Sheshes sent the shayla to Reb Chizdo about halacha bizarre, at that point Reb Sheshes still held that halacha is kosher b'smoil. After Reb Sheshes heard the Braisa, which says clearly that Halacha is possible b'smoil, like the Gemara says, he later used this same Braisa to show Reb Chizda that Halacha is also possible bizarre, but really once he saw already that the din is Halacha is possible b'smoil, And the whole shiloh of whether halachas kosher bazaar is no longer negeya according to the Keren Oiro, because the whole shiloh was based on the fact that halachas kosher b'smoil, which is learned out of halachas kaf on Yom Kippur. Once we know halachas pasul b'smoil, then there's no makar, there's no tzad to say that halachas should be kosher bazaar. Now after the Gemara concluded from the Braisa that halachas is pasul bazaar, the Gemara asks, what happened to the raya that Rav Chisda brought from the pasuk? Don't we see from there that the halacha was done by the Zar? And that the Gemara answers, the oven maisa itztaba. Rashi explains that really the Kohanim who did the Kabbalah, they were the ones who did the halacha as well. And after they already were moilach ladam next to the Mizbeach, hoyu meshivin es adam biyad hazorim. They would place the kli into the hand of the Zar, who stood stationary just holding the kli, until the Kohen who was going to do the Zrika was ready to take the kli from the Zar to go ahead and do the Zrika. This is the way Rashi and Ritva as well explain that the Zar was not mekarev the dam to the Mizbeach. He didn't bring it any closer to the Mizbeach. He was only used as an itztaba. He was used as the pedestal to hold the kli until the Kohen took it from his hand. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel says a different pshat in the Gemara. He says, the oven maisa itztaba kloimar. Kulam oimid b'shuro ze moishit leze v'ze moishit leze. V'hoilocha shaloi b'regal ki ha'gavno loi havi ha'hoilocha. He explains that what happened was that one zar passed it to the next zar. So the zarim were actually bringing the dam closer to the mizbeach. However, they did not walk with their feet. Rather, they passed it from one to the next. This is called ha'hoilocha shaloi b'regal. Moving the dam along towards the mizbeach without actually moving the feet, that's not considered a halacha. So the Gemara is saying that really halacha is pasul bazaar. A real halacha, meaning carrying the dam by walking, that can only be done with a kohen. However, Zoram could actually bring the dam closer to the mizbeach by passing it from one to the next if each one does not move his feet. This really is a sugya in Zvachim Daf Yudaud Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says this klal, halacha shaloi b'regel lo yishma halacha. And therefore the Gemara says, if for example the Kayin did halacha but shaloi b'regel, he passed it from one Kayin to the next Kayin, so even though it was a Kayin that was doing it, but it's not considered an avodah because it was done shaloi b'regel. And therefore the Gemara says that if the Kayin had a machsheves pigel at the time he did the halacha this way, so since it's not really an avodah, the machshava won't pass all the carbon. And Rabbeinu Chananel is explaining Agamara as well. The reason why it's not a problem for the Zorim to do the halacha is because they weren't actually doing halacha beregel. They weren't walking towards the Mizbeach. They were passing it from one person to the next, and that's not considered a halacha. However, it would seem that the Rabbeinu Chananel is difficult from the Sugya and Zvachim, because there the Gemara says if you hold halacha shaloi beregel is not a halacha, then the only way the carbon can possibly be kosher is if you're able to redo the halacha. Because the din is that the dam has to get from the mokum where it was niskabel to the mizbeach with the kosher avodas halacha. And since halacha shaloi beregel is not considered a halacha, you have to redo the halacha. And actually the Gemara has a shaila that perhaps it cannot be redone. But al kaponim, how can Rabbeinu Chananel understand the Gemara to mean that there's no problem of halacha bizar because it was done shaloi beregel? This doesn't help us at all. If it was done shaloi beregel and it wasn't a good avodas halacha, then the dam has to be brought back to the makom of Kabbalah, and a proper halacha has to be done. How can we explain the psukim that the Kohanim took the dam from the Zar to be zayrikit? Where's the avodas halacha? Now we can answer the Rabbeinu Chananel based on the Rishash in Zvachim Daf Tesvov. The Shita Mikubetzes over there in Zvachim says something similar in the Hashmatus Ois Aleph B'Shem the Riva. Now even though we said halacha shaloi beregel is not a good halacha, and like we explained, therefore the carbon is missing a halacha, that's only if there was no halacha at all done in the carbon. If the only halacha that was done was shaloi beregel, then it has to be redone, and if not, we're missing avodas halacha. However, if part of the halacha was done beregel, and the rest of the halacha was done shaloi beregel, then the carbon will be kosher. If part of the halacha was done bipsul, like for example a zar did part of the halacha, then that halacha psula and it passes the carbon. But if part of the halacha was done shaloi beregel, so that's not a halacha at all, and the rest of the halacha was done behechsher beregel, then the carbon will be kosher. If so, then we can explain the Gemara according to the Rabbeinu Chananel. When the Gemara says, the Ovid Maisa Itztaba, the main point of the Gemara is to say that the Zar did not do any halacha. Since he did it Shaloi Beregel, so it's not a halacha, so there's no halacha psula over here. But Einachanami, in order for it to be kosher, there has to be some halacha kshira. The Kain will have to do some of the halacha Beregel. And then if the Zar does the rest of the halacha Shaloi Beregel, then it's still kosher. Now the Gemara continues with another shiloh of Rav Papa. Chofan chaveroi v'nosan l'toy chofnov mahu. Molei chofnov b'inon v'ha'iko, oidilma v'lokach v'hevi b'inon v'ha'leka. Rashi explains the shiloh of the Gemara is, the Pasuk says, v'lokach molei ha'machto gach l'yesh ba'al mizbeach m'lefnei Hashem, u'molei chofnov k'tayr esam m'dako v'hevi m'beis l'paroiches. Do we say that the word v'lokach in the beginning of the Pasuk is going both on the Machta and on the Keteres? Or is it only going on the Machta, and the Hemshech HaPasuk, U'meloi Chofnov Keteres Hamam Daka Ve'hevim Beis L'Pareiches, that's not going back on the word V'lokach, and therefore you do not need a L'kicha on the Meloi Chofnov. And therefore if another Kain puts the Keteres into the hand of the Kain Gadol, that's also good. The Kain Gadol does not have to do a Maisa L'kicha on the Keteres. Tosis, however, asks Akasha and Rashi from the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis that seems to already have asked this same Shiloh. The Gemara over there is talking about Bein HaBeinayim Shal Meloi Chofnov, the Keteres that gets stuck between the hands of the Kohen Gadol at the time he's doing the Chafina. And the Gemara explains the two Tzadim of the Shiloh are Meloi Chofnov Vehevi Be'inon Veha'iko, Oidilma V'lokach Vehevi Be'inon Veha'leka. Do we say that the velokach and the pasuk is going also on the meloi chofnov, and here there's no maisa lekicha on the bein habinaim? Rashi and Tosis both understand this to mean, since he was not mechavin to take the k'tiris which got stuck bein habinaim, so that's not called a maisa lekicha was done on it. Or do we say that all you need is meloi chofnov vehevi? All you need is that he brings in a meloi chofnov, even if there's no maisa lekicha on that part of the k'tiris. So the Gemara already asked this Shaila, is the word V'lokach referring to the Keteres as well? So why is the Gemara here asking the same Shaila by Chofan Chaveri, V'nosan L'toy Chofnov, do we need a Maisa L'kicha on the Keteres? So Tosis says that the Shaila over here is Imtem Tzaloimar of the Shaila of before about Bein HaBinayim. If we'll assume that V'lokach is referring to the Keteres, and therefore in the case of Bein HaBinayim, since there was no Maisa L'kicha on that part of the Keteres, then it is not considered part of the Chafino. However, perhaps over here, even though you do need a Maisa L'kicha, here it would be better. Because over there, by the Bein HaBeinayim, there was no Maisa L'kicha at all. Tosfos says it's Loi Osi Mikoyach Gavra. We look at it as if that part of the Keteres came into the hands of the Kohen Gadol on its own. However, in this case of Chofan Chaveroi, Tosfos says it was Mikoyach Gavra Ka'osi, then here perhaps it is considered V'lokach V'hevi, there is a kiyum of the Maisa L'kicha on the Keteres, even though it was not the Kohen Gadol himself who did it. That's the first tzad of the Gemara. Adilma, the second tzad is V'lokach V'hevi B'inon Shehaloi Keach Yovi. Tosis explains the second tzad is that the one who does the Hava, in other words the Kohen Gadol, he himself also has to be the one who did the L'kicha. Now the Ritva over here was also bothered by this kasha of Tosis, that Rav Papa's Shiloh over here about Chofa and Chaveroi seems to be the same Shiloh as Rav Papa's Shiloh on Mem Zayin Amud Beis about the Bein HaBeinayim. And he also answers like Tosfos that the Shiloh over here is Imtim Tzaloimar, it's only on one side of the Shiloh before. However, he says the opposite of Tosfos. The Ritva says that the Shiloh over here is Imtim Tzaloimar, that the Bein HaBeinayim is part of the Chafino, because you don't need a Lekicha B'miskaven. The fact that the Kohen Gadol did not have Kavona to take that part of the Keteres does not disqualify it from being part of the Chafino. Maybe over here, it's worse, because the Kohen Gadol himself did not do the Lekicha at all. And here the Gemara's only tzad to say that it should be a good Chafino is if the word V'lokach is only going on the Machto and not going on the Keteres. But if V'lokach would be going on the Keteres as well, then here, surely, it would not be a good chafino, because the Kohen Gadol himself did not do it. This is the opposite of Tosfos. Tosfos learned that Er Shiloh is on the tzad that Bein HaBeinayim is not part of the chafino. Here it's better, because here there was a Maisa L'kicha by a different Kohen. And the Ritva learns that as Shaila is on the Tzada, Bein HaBinayim is part of the Chafina. Because you have a Maisa Lekicha of the Kohen Gadol, all you're missing is that it was not been Miskavin. Here the Gemara has it sad to say that it's worse, because here you don't have a Maisa Lekicha by the Kohen Gadol at all. And the Yesod HaMachlokes would seem that Tosis considers the case of Bein HaBinayim that there was no Maisa Chafina on that part of the Ketores at all. We look at it as if it fell from the air into the hands of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore Tosis understands that even if in that case it's not considered part of the Chafina, here in our case where there was a Maisa Chafina by a different Kohen, that perhaps is a Kiyum of Velokach. There is a Maisa Chafina on that part of the Ketores. However, the Ritva understood that by the case of the Bein HaBinayim, there was a Maisa Chafina done by the Kohen Gadol. Just it was Shaloi B'Meskavin. The Kohen Gadol never meant to take that part of the Ketores with the rest of the Chafina. And therefore the Gemara had a Shaila. Maybe that's not enough to be considered Velokach. Maybe since there was no Kavana, we don't consider it a Maisa Lekicha. We consider it as if it came into his hands on its own. And therefore the Ritva says that Imtim Tzeloimar, that case, even though there was no Kavana, nevertheless, it's enough to be considered part of the Chafina, because L'maisa, the Kohen Gadol, did do a Maisa Chafina on it. Here, the case of Chofran Chaveroi, here it's worse, because the Kohen Gadol definitely did not do a Maisa Chafina, someone else did a Maisa Chafina. And here, the only possibility to say that it would be kosher is if the word V'lokach is not referring to the Chteres, it's only referring to the Machta. Now, for Medayik in the Gemara, the Loshon of the Gemara is Chofan Chaveroi V'nosan L'toy Chofnov. If someone else did a Maisa Chafina, Pashas it means Kipshutai, that a different Kohen did a Maisa Chafina the way a Kohen Gadol usually does it, and then he poured the Ketores into the hands of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Bishlam according to Tosfos, that V'lokach is surely going on the Ketores as well, and you definitely need a Maisa Chafina, and the Shaila just is, does the Kohen Gadol himself have to do it, or can someone else also do that? So we can understand that since you need a Maisa Lekicha on the Meloi Chofnov, so even if someone else can do it, but he also has to do it in the Tzura of a Maisa Chafino. However, according to the way Rashi learns, that the Tzad of the Gemara, that someone else could do the Chafino, is because the Lokach is not referring to the Ketores, it's only referring to the Machto. So the Kohen Gadol does not have to do a Maisa Chafina. All we need is that the Ketores should enter his hands. And like we just said, the Ritva holds like that as well. He learns the only Tzad to say that in this case it will be kosher is if you hold that V'lokach is not referring to the Ketores. If so, why would you need this Chaveroi to do a Maisa Chafina Bechlal? There's no Din Lekicha. We shouldn't care how the Ketores got into the hands of the Kohen Gadol as long as it got there. And furthermore, and this kasha some of the Achronim ask as well, Rav Papa earlier on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, he asked a number of questions how exactly the Chafina is done. He spoke about Chofan Berosha Yetzba'isov, or Melmata Lemala, or Chafina Minatzad. L'chaira, all these shailas are only if you assume that there has to be a Maisa Chafina done by the Kohen Gadol. Therefore there's a Tzura, there's a description how exactly it has to be done. But if V'lokach is not referring to the Ketores, so all we need is that the Ketores should reach the Chofnov of the Kohen Gadol, there's no dinim how to take it, and the same way Chofan Chaveri works, because you don't need a Maisa Chafina, so even if the Kohen Gadol himself does the Chafina, but how can there possibly be all these dinim if all you need is that the Ketores should just reach and be in the hands of the Kohen Gadol, we don't care how it got there. But again, Lefi Tosfos, that V'lokach is referring to the Ketores as well, so we do understand that it has to be done with a Maisa Chafina, and all the shailas of Rav Papa earlier would make sense. And even if the Gemara over here has a tzad to say that someone else could do the Maisa Chafina, that's not because you don't need a Maisa Lekicha on the Ketores. It's just that the Gemara has a tzad to say that someone else could also do this Maisa Lekicha. Now in the Rabbeinu Chananel over here, and in the Meiri as well, when they quote the shaila of the Gemara, Chofan Chaveroi, they say Chofan Koyin Acher, a different Kohen that did the Chafina and then he put the Ketores into the hands of the Kohen Gadol. They understand that clearly it has to be a different Kohen who would do the Maisa Chafina. Here again we see that there are dinim in this Maisa Chafina. And it's not just that the Gemara has a tzad to say that all we need is that the Ketores should be in the hands of the Kohen Gadol. Because if so, then why would we need even a Kohen head yet? Even a Zar should be able to take the Ketores and put it into the hands of the Kohen Gadol. Now, L'maisa, either way, the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri still does need an explanation, Because if we're considering this Maisa Chafina to be an Avodah, and therefore you need a Kayin, it wouldn't be Kosher Bazaar. Once it's considered an Avodah, then all Avodahs Hayom have to be done by the Kayin Godol. A Kayin Hedyet on Yom Kippur, L'chayr should not be better than a Zar. So what's this compromise that you need a Kayin, but you don't need a Kayin Godol? This Kasha is discussed in the Sefer Chukas Hayom on Mesechus Yuma. Now there's another point that we see from Mer Sugyo, and that is the Rishonim are Mevuer, that if V'lokach is referring to the Ktayres, then it's not enough for the Ktayres merely to be in the hands of the Kohen Gadol, it has to be taken by the Kohen Gadol. Or Tosfos has a tzad to learn that someone else could do the Maisa Lekicha, but Al Kaponim it's not enough just to be in the hands of the Kohen Gadol. The word V'lokach is translated as an action of taking. And the Achronim prove from here, as far as the Din Lekicha in other places as well. In the Sefer Bikurei Yaakov, in the back of the Aruch Laner on Maseches Sukkah, so in the section called Tosfos Bikurim, in Simen Tov Reish Nun Beis, he discusses a shaila about Arba Minim. And that is, what happens if a person takes the Arba Minim before Alois HaShachar, at the time he took it was not yet the Zman of the Mitzvah, and he's still holding it at the time Alois HaShachar comes, is he Mekayim the Mitzvah by holding the Arba Minim? Or do we say no, that he has to do an action of taking the Arba Minim? And here, when he did the Maisa Lekicha, it was before this man of the mitzvah. And at first, he brings a few rayas to prove that he is Yotze the mitzvah. However, he then asks, Samasuga and Yuma, the way the Rishonim learn, if Elokach is referring to the Ktayres as well, then the Kohen Gadol has to do a Maisa Lekicha, he has to take the Ktayres, it's not enough for the Ktayres just to be in his hands. And from here you see that the word Lekicha is translated as an action of taking, and therefore, as far as Dalad Minim are concerned as well, if he did a Maisa Lekicha before the Zman, and after the Zman comes, it's only sitting there in his hands, that's not called a Maisa Lekicha, and you would not be Yotze. However, he then goes on and says that perhaps if one person hands the Arba Minim to his friend, that also would be called a Lekicha. Because when one person receives something from his friend, it's necessary to do some sort of action to close his hands and to hold on to the object so that it shouldn't fall. That also perhaps is a Maisa Lekicha. Whereas the case in Er Sugyo, where one Kohen does the Chafina and he pours the Ktayres into the open hands of the Kohen Gadol, there the Kohen Gadol is not doing any action whatsoever. So even though we do have a Raya from Er Sugyo that Lekicha requires an action, and therefore, in the case where he was holding it before Alois HaShachar, and then Alois HaShachar came, there he will not be Yotze, but receiving the object from someone else, perhaps that is called a Maisa Lekicha. And only in our case, where the Kohen Gadol was totally stationary, and the Ktayres was poured into his hands, there it won't be considered a Maisa Lekicha. The Or Sameach, however, in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Hei Halacha Chof Ches, he argues on this Bikurei Yaakov. He holds that if one picked up the Arba Minim before Alois HaShachar, and then he was still holding on to them after Alois HaShachar, that is considered a Maisa Lekicha and is Yotze the Mitzvah. And now which we see in Er Sugyo, that it's not considered a Maisa Lekicha by the Kohen Gadol merely holding on to the Ktayres, the Or Sameach says that here it's different. Because here the Ktayres says a Loshon of V'lokach, which is referring both to the Gachlei Eish, which he took from the Mizbeach, and the Meloi Chofnov of Ktayres. And the Or Sameach says that when the Torah says a Loshon of Lekicha, to take from a specific place, like it says over here, to take the Machto of Gachlei Eish from the Mizbeach, there surely Lekicha means an action. And therefore in this Pasuk, V'lokach definitely does mean an action of taking. And since the same word V'lokach is used both for the Gachlei Eish and for the Ktayres, so it's translated as a Maisa Lekicha, an action of taking, therefore the Ktayres also has to be taken by the Kohen Gadol, and it's not enough just to be held in the hands of the Kohen Gadol. However, where the Torah uses the Loshon of Lekicha, and it does not tell us where something should be taken from, their Lekicha can be translated as just being held in his hands, and therefore by Arba Minim, his Yotze, as long as he held the Arba Minim in his hands, even if he did not do an action of taking them. Now the Hemshech HaGemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi asks another shaila, Chofan umeis, ma'u sheikoneis achar b'chafinosai. Here the Kohen Gadol himself did the original chafina, as opposed to the previous Shaila of Rav Papa, where it was Chofan Chaveroi, someone else who was not a Kohen Gadol did the original Chafina. But here Rabbi Shua ben Levi has a Shaila, even if the Kohen Gadol did the original Chafina, maybe he himself has to go Lefnai Lefnim with the Ktaires, and a different Kohen Gadol cannot take over and go Lefnai Lefnim with a different Kohen Gadol's Chafina. Now the Tosfos Hashanim Adibar Maschol Chofan Umeis, he discusses, why does the Gemara only speak about a case where the Kohen Gadol died? What about in the case where the Kohen Gadol became Tomei? And he has two tzadim. He starts out saying, Hochanami have a matzal mibayi chofan v'nitma. His first thought is to say that Enechanami, the same shaila would be where the Kohen Gadol became Tomei and a different Kohen Gadol takes over. Can the second Kohen Gadol go lefnai lefnim with the chafina of the first Kohen Gadol? Inami, his second mahalach is to say that if the Kohen Gadol is kayam, if the Kohen Gadol is still here, and he just became Tomei, then the Gemara holds that it's poshut that the second Kohen Gadol can go lefnai ulefnim with the chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. He says, Hoyo v'adayin hu kayam v'roi la'avoido, v'yesh kan chafina shal Kohen Gadol, then surely the next Kohen Gadol could use the chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. Ava k'shemeis, ein kan chafina mishum odom bo'elom. If the Kohen Gadol already died, then the second Kohen Gadol is going in with k'tayres, which is not the chafina of anyone who's still alive. The mashmais of the Tosfos Hashanim is that if he's not alive anymore, then there's a chesar, and this is not anyone's chafina. That's the reason why the second Kohen Gadol should not be able to use it. The svar of the Tosfos Hashanim is not so clear. However, later on Memtes Amud Beis, he says something similar. There he's talking about the Gemara's shayla later on, about shochad umeis, if the Kohen Gadol shechted his par, and then he died, could a different Kohen Gadol go lefnai lefnim with the dam hapar, which was shechted by the first Kohen Gadol? There also the Gemara talks about a case where the Kohen Gadol died, and there also the Tosfos Hashanim wants to know, what about a case where the Kohen Gadol became Tomei? And he has the same two tzadim. The first tzad is that Enechanami, the Gemara speaks about Meis, but the same shaila would be when the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei. And the second tzad, he says, is that if the Kohen Gadol is still alive, and it's his carbon, then surely the second Kohen Gadol could use that same dam, he could go lefnai lefnim, because he's the shliach of the first Kohen Gadol. As long as the first Kohen Gadol is still alive, someone else could do the avodah, the shlichos of that Kohen Gadol. Now it's not so clear, does the Tosfos Hashanim on Amud Aleph mean the same svara as well? Does he mean to say that the second Kohen Gadol can go lefnai lefnim with the chafina of the first Kohen Gadol, as long as the first Kohen Gadol is still alive, because we'll use a parasha of shlichos? There he doesn't say mefurish the lashon of shlichus. In the Sefer Chukas Hayoyim, he understands that the Tosfos Hashanim here on Amud Aleph means a different svara, not the svara of shlichus, rather, but here there's a svara that in order for the second Kohen Gadol to use the chafina of the first Kohen Gadol, it has to be that the first Kohen Gadol is still alive. If not, this k'tayres that he's going to bring lefnai lefnim is not anyone's chafina, it's not the size of anyone's molei chafnov, and therefore it's not the proper amount to be brought as a carbon of k'tayres. The k'tayres has to have a size of somebody's molei chofnov. If it's the size of someone who's not alive anymore, it's no one's molei chofnov, and it's not roi to be a carbon of k'tayres. So according to this explanation, there are two tzadim in the Tosfos Hashanim how to understand the shayla of the Gemara. According to the first tzad of the Tosfos Hashanim, that the same shayla would be when the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, so the Gemara's shayla is, do we say that the Kohen Gadol could use the first chafina, even though it's someone else's chafina, or do we say no, he needs to use his own molei chofnov to go lefnai lefnim? That's the first tzad of the Tosfos Hashanim. The second way the Tosfos Hashanim learns the Gemara's shayla would be that really be'etzem he could use someone else's molei chofnov. It's not a problem for the Kohen Gadol to bring lefnai lefnim someone else's k'tayres, and the shayla just is, are we concerned with the fact that the first Kohen Gadol is no longer alive? Do we say that this is no longer anyone's molei chofnov, and therefore it's not right to be the k'tayres anymore? Now, towards the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara continues, "May havi alo, what's the maskana as far as this shayla of chofan umeis?" And Rav Papa says it's totally in the shayla of chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, or ein chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin. If chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, then the second Kohen Gadol could go lefnai lefnim with the first Kohen Gadol's chafina, as the Gemara says, "Daho mekayim chafina." He's being mekayim chafina when he does the second chafina b'fnim. Then you still have a shayla. Now there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand what Rav Papa meant. Rashi explains that if chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, meaning whenever the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai lefnim, he's not makter directly from the kaf, rather he pours from the kaf back into his moli chofnov, and therefore it comes out that there will be a kiyum of chafino lifnai lifnim before the second kohen gadol does the haktara. And if so, there's no problem for the second kohen gadol to use the chafino of the first kohen gadol, because he's going to do another maisa chafino bifnim. Whereas if ein chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, he does not do a second chafino bifnim, then the shaila remains, can the second kohen gadol rely on the chafino of the first kohen gadol? This is the way the Tosfos Hashanim learns as well. And he adds a little bit, he says, even though the second kohen gadol is not redoing the first chafino, the chafino that's done before he brings it lifnayu lifnim, and he adds that really the first chafina is the ikur chafina, that's the one that machshava is poisel. Like we saw earlier, the Gemara says, on Memchesu Med Aleph, chishev b'chafina sakteres, it's poshut to the Tosfos Hashanim that the machshava which passels the kteres, that's surely in the first chafina. Still, Rav Papa holds that if the second kohen gadol is going to do a chafina lifnayu lifnim, on the tzad of chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, then surely nichnas achar b'chafinosei, the second kohen gadol could use the k'tayrus of the first kohen gadol, even though he's not redoing the first chafino. And he says, kivan she kohen gadol chofan chafina rishayna, since we already had the first chafino done by a kohen gadol, the kohen gadol she yachnis yach bin oid, the second kohen gadol who's going to bring it lifnayu lifnim, he's also going to do a chafina. So svarahu, it's a svarah shleihik bin akosuv b'oisi kohen atzmai, the hachi sover of Papa. Rav Papa holds me svara that the Torah is not makbid, that it should be the same kohen gadol. So he's understanding that really we're using both parts. We're using the chafina of the first kohen gadol. He did the ikur chafina, and we're relying on that chafina of the first kohen gadol. But it's only together with the tziruf, with the additional factor that the second kohen gadol is also going to do another chafina, even though the second chafina is not the ikur one. But that's enough to tell us me svara that the Torah wasn't makbid, that one kohen gadol should do the chafina and bring it bifnim, since the second kohen gadol is also doing somewhat of a chafina, that's enough, we could put the two chafinas together, we could make a tziruf, and tell us that surely this would be kosher. This is how the Tosfos Hashanim learns. However, Tosfos, in Dibur HaMaschil, Ichoifin v'chayzer v'chayfin, he argues on this, and he says that if the Torah required two chafinas, if every time the kohen gadol has to do one maisa chafina b'chutz, and a second maisa chafina to put it from the calf back into his moli chofnov, then over here, how could Rav Papa say misvara that surely it's kosher? Maybe the Torah is makbid that one kohen gadol does both chafinas. And therefore, Tosfos has a different mahalach in the sugya. And Tosfos explains that even if you hold that you have to be chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, it's not the pshat that we need two chafinas. Really, the only reason that the kohen gadol has to put it back into his chofnov after he gets lifnai lifnim is a din d'rabbanon, just to make sure that it wasn't nispazer baderech, to make sure that nothing got scattered on the way, so he puts the k'tayrus back into his molei chofnov to see that it's really full still. But min ha'tayra, he does not have to put it back into his chofnov, and therefore Tosfos holds there's no two maisa chafinas. If you would need two chafinas, Tosfos holds, then maybe one kohen gadol has to do both of them. So what is the shaila of chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin? Do we say that min ha'Torah ein l'dover kitzva, you could do chafina as many times as you want? Or do we say, no, the Torah says that there's only one maisa chafina, you cannot do chafina a second time? If you hold chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, then Rabbanon said that when the kohen gadol gets lufnayu lufnim, he should put the k'tayrus back into his chofnov, like we explained, to make sure that no k'tayrus got scattered along the way. Whereas if you hold ein chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, he does not put it back into his moli chofnov, because you only do one maisa chafina. And if Papa means to be taila the shayla of chofan umeis, in the shayla of chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, and this is what he means, if you hold chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, you could do a few chafinos. So if one kohen gadol did a chafina and then he died, so the second kohen gadol does over the chafina, there's no problem to do a second chafina on the same k'tayres. And therefore, surely we hold that the second kohen gadol could go lufnayu lufnim with the same k'tayres, because he did his own chafina on the same k'tayres. However, if you hold ein chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, there's no option of redoing a second chafina on the same k'tayres, then tibay lucha, then the question remains, can the second kohen gadol go lufnayu lufnim with the k'tayres of the first kohen gadol? Now, l'fi Tosfos, the truth is that Rav Papa really doesn't mean to be poshet the shayla of nichnas achar b'chafinosai. Rav Papa doesn't mean to say that if Chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, then a second Kohen Gadol could go lifnai lifnim using the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. He's not using the first Chafina. He's redoing it. He's doing his own Chafina, and only then he brings it lifnai lifnim. Rather, Rav Papa means to say that there's a different Eitzah. He could use the same Ktiras without coming on to the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol, because he could do his own Chafina. Whereas if ein Chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, he cannot do a second Chafina on the same Ktiras. Then the shaila remains, can the second Kohen Gadol rely on the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol? This is different than the Tosfos Hashanim and Rashi. According to the Tosfos Hashanim and Rashi, Rav Papa meant to be Peshit that the second Kohen Gadol can use the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. Like we explained, that even though he's going to do his own Chafina, but according to the Tzad of Chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, really the Ktaris needs two Chafinas, and on that Rav Papa was Peshit that it's Mistaber, the second Kohen Gadol could rely on the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol, as long as he's also doing an additional Chafina. Masha'ekin, according to Tosfos, we were never really Peshit the Shaila. Rav Yeshua ben Levi asked, Ma'u she'ikonis achar b'chafinosai, could the second Kohen Gadol rely on the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol? Rav Papa never really was Peshit that. All he said was that if Chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, there's an Eitzah to start over, and the second Kohen Gadol could do his own Chafina and not have to rely on the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. Now, to get back to understanding the machlokes between the Tosfos Hashanim and the Tosfos, so the Tosfos Hashanim held that even if you need two Chafinos, Rav Papa holds Misvara, as long as the second Kohen Gadol is doing a Chafina, he could rely on the first Chafina of the Kohen Gadol, and the Torah is not makbid that the two Chafinos be done by one Kohen Gadol. And Tosfos argues, Tosfos says that's not a svar to say such a thing. Maybe the Torah was makbid that one Kohen Gadol does both Chafinos. But there's an additional machlokes. What exactly does it mean, Chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin? According to the Tosfos Hashanim, it's a din dairaisa that when the Kohen Gadol gets the fnai l'fnim, he has to put the Torah back into his malei chofnov in order to be makderit. We saw earlier on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph as well, the Tosfos Hashanim says this. At the end of Divrei Ramaschos Shloyasa Mide LeKoymitz, he says, since the Pashta Dekra is Mashma, that the Kohen Gadol brings the Ktaris Lefnai Lefnim in his Chofnov, so even though because of practical reasons, he can't Lemaisa do it that way, he has to put it into a Kli, but when he gets Lefnai Lefnim, he has to return it back into his Mali Chofnov, and be Makter it from there. Tosfos holds not like that. Really, Midereisa, he should be able to be Makter it directly from the Kaf. The only reason he puts it back into his Chofnov is to measure, to make sure that nothing's scattered along the way. Now the truth is, we should point out that the Tosfos Hashanim is Mechudish. He understands that when you have to put it back into his Chofnov to be Makderit, that's also called a Maisa Chafina. L'chayra, you could have said that even though he has to put it back into his Chofnov in order to be Makderit, that's not called a Maisa Chafina. That's just returning it to its original place. But really, there is only one Maisa Chafina. Originally, when he takes the Ktiris into his Chofnov, that's the Maisa Chafina. And even though he has to put it into the Kaf, later he puts it back into his Chofnov, there's no dinim in how the second Chafina has to be done. That's not a Maisa Chafina, that's just returning it into the place from where the Haktorah is done from. And perhaps Tosfos held that even if you'll say like the Tosfos Hashanim that you have to be makter it from the Malei Chofnov, that's not called a second Maisa Chafina. And therefore we cannot possibly say that Misvara, since the second Kohen Gadol is also doing a Chafina, the Torah is not makbid if the first Kohen Gadol does the first Chafina. So Tosfos holds that when Rav Papa says, the Hamakaima Chafina, he cannot possibly be referring to the second Chafina when the Kohen Gadol puts it back into his hands from the Kaf. Rather, what Rav Papa means, the Hamakaima Chafina, like Tosfos says, means he starts over again, he does a new Maisa Chafina, and then afterwards he brings it Lefnai Lefnim. Now the Migdash David in Simen Chav Dalid, Sif Katan Dalid asks a kasha on the sugya. That which Rav Papa says, Ichayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, then nichnas b'chafinosei d'homekayim b'chafino, there's a kiyum chafino with the second chafino. He asks, we saw earlier on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara has a shayla about ma'u sheyasa mida l'chafino. And the Gemara over there is mevur that by a kmitza you definitely cannot do a mida l'kmitza. And the question is, can you do a mida l'chafino? Now the Rashbam over there understands, what is a mida l'kmitza or mida l'chafino? It means to say that before you do the actual ma'isa kmitza, or the actual ma'isa chafino, you already separate off to the side the amount of the mincha, or the amount of k'tayres, which is the size of his kaimitz, or the size of his chafino. And when he does the ma'isa kmitza, or the ma'isa chafino, he's just picking up into his hands the mincha or the k'tiris, but it was already measured out before. The maisa k'mitza or the maisa chafina is not measuring the size of a k'mitza or the size of a chafina. And the Gemara has it sad to say that that's possible. And the Migdash David asks, how could Rav Papa say, Ichoifin v'choizer v'choifin, that the second chafina, that the second Kohen Gadol does, that's a kosher chafina. But it's already measured out before. When the first Kohen Gadol did the Maisa Chafina, he already measured out the size of a Molei Chofnov. So even if the second Kohen Gadol has the same size Molei Chofnov, Rav Papa's not concerned about the Taina that Rav Huna Brei Dev Yeshua says later on, that they can't possibly have the same size Molei Chofnov. But even if Rav Papa holds that it is possible that they're the same size, but it's already measured before. So the second Chafina, that the second Kohen Gadol does, that cannot possibly be a Kiyum of the Mitzvah's Chafina. This is the Migdash David's Kasha, and it would seem that this Kasha is totally in the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Tosfos Rishonim. According to Tosfos, that we're not using the first Chafina of the Kohen Gadol at all, the second Kohen Gadol does a new Chafina and he starts over again, that Eirech Hanami, the Kasha is a good Kasha. How can he do a second Maisa Chafina, but it's already measured before? However, if you hold like the Tosfos Rishonim, then Rav Papa was poshut the Shaila, that if the second Kohen Gadol also does a Chafina, then he could rely on the first Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. So since we are using the first Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol, and that Maisa Chafina did also measure out the Malei Chofnov, then here you don't have the discussion that the Gemara talks about on Daf Mem Zayin, Ma'u Shiyasa Midel Chafina. Here you have a kosher Maisa Chafina, which is measuring out the Malei Chofnov. And if Papa was just Mechadish, that the second Kohen Gadol, since he also does a Maisa Chafina, he can rely on the first Maisa Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. Now the Shaila of Choifin v'choizer v'choifin, Tosfos explained, do we say that min haTorah ein l'davar kitzva, you could do as many Chafinas as you want, or do we say no, the Torah is makbid just to do one Chafina and not a second Chafina? Now the contemporary Achronim discuss what exactly does Tosfos mean, what is the problem with doing two Chafinas. One side is to understand that Tosfos means that there's an Isser. There's a problem with doing a second Chafina. The Torah only allows one Chafina and not a second Chafina. And therefore the normal procedure was that when the Kohen Gadol gets the Fnai Ulufnim, we do not tell him to put it back into his Molei Chofnov. We don't tell him to make sure that nothing was Nispazer Baderech, because you're not allowed to do a second Chafina. Whereas if you hold Choifin v'choizer v'choifin, you could do a second Chafina. So we tell him that midarabanan, he should make sure that nothing was nispazer. And Rav Papa said, in this same machlokes is toloi, whether the second Kohen Gadol could start over and do a second chafina, if ein choifin v'choizer v'choifin, the Torah was makbid, that you cannot do a second chafina on the same k'tiris. However, the achronim are bothered by this, in the Sefer Chukas Hayoyim and others, where do we get such an iser? Even though the Torah says to do one chafina, what could possibly be the problem? What kind of Isser should it be to put it back into his Chofnov a second time? And it would seem that it's more mistaber to learn, like the other tzad that the Achronim discuss, that Tosfos doesn't mean that there's any Isser involved over here. Rather, what Tosfos means to say is that if Choifin v'choizer v'choifin, like Tosfos says that min haTorah ein l'davar kitzba, then a second Maisa Chafina also has the status of a Chafina, and it could be a kiyum of the din that you must do a Maisa Chafina. Whereas if you hold ein choifin v'choizer v'choifin, once this k'tiris already had one maisa chafina, so a second maisa chafina on the same k'tiris is irrelevant. It cannot be a kiyum of the din that one must do a maisa chafina. And therefore, if choifin v'choizer v'choifin, so even though one Kohen Gadol already did a maisa chafina on that k'tiris, if afterwards he dies and another Kohen Gadol wants to take over, he can do another maisa chafina on the same k'tiris, even though this k'tiris had already one maisa chafina. It could be chal on it, another Maisa Chafina. The second Maisa Chafina also has the status of a Chafina. And we could use the Chafina of the second Kohen Gadol, and we'll no longer use the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. The second Kohen Gadol will start over again. However, if you hold ein choifin v'choizer v'choifin, once this Ketaris already had a Maisa Chafina, so another Maisa Chafina done on it is irrelevant. And therefore, if the second Kohen Gadol wants to start over, he'll have to bring new Ketaris to do a Chafina on. So the Nidin is not whether there's an Isser over here, rather the Nidin is whether another Maisa Chafina could be Chal on the same Ketiris. However, if this is what Tosfos means, then we have to get a better understanding. What does Tosfos mean to say that the Rabbanu were Misakin, that when the Kohen Gadol gets Lufnai Lufnim, he should put the Ketiris back into his Molei Chofnov, Shema Nispazer Lai Min HaKetiris Baderech? What exactly is the point of him putting the Teres back into his Malei Chofnov? And here as well, there are two Tzadim in the Achronim. One side is that Tosis means to say that he's merely checking if anything got lost on the way. If he finds that something is Chosser, and Teres which is Chosser is Puzzle, he'll have to go back and start over again. Or he'll have to at least find what got dropped on the way. Now if this is what Tosis means, then it's Muchach from Tosis that according to the Manda Omar, Ein Choyfen V'Choyzer V'Choyfen, then the pshat is that it's an iser. It's not just that another chafina cannot be chal, rather there's a problem with putting the Teres back into his chofnov. Because if all the Kohen Gadol is trying to do is just to check to make sure that nothing was chosser bederech, he's not trying to do another maisa chafina, then even according to the man Omar, ein chofin v'chozer v'chofin, what's wrong with putting it back into his malei chofnov to check if something is chosser? Teres would be muchach that he holds that there's an iser. There's a problem with putting it back into his Malei Chofnov after he already did Chafino once. Not like what we're trying to explain now in Tosis, that the Shaila if Chofin v'Chozer v'Chofin or not just means to say, could it be Chal? Could the Teres have another Chafina done in it after he already had a Chafino? Rather, there's an Isser, and therefore if you hold Ein Chofin v'Chozer v'Chofin, the Kohen Gadol cannot do this Eitzah to check whether something was Chosser Bederech. And if we want to learn Tosis, like the Tzar, that it's not a Shaila of Isser, rather, the shaila is whether it could be chal another chafino, then we'll have to learn Tanam Tosis differently. That when Tosis says that he puts it back in to check, to make sure nothing was chaser, he's not just measuring to check if something was chaser baderech, rather he's doing another maisa chafino. Since after the first chafino, something was chaser baderech, he has to do another maisa chafino, and when he's machter everything which was included in the second maisa chafino, that's not considered chaser. This is the way some contemporary Achronim understand Tosfos. And according to this Pshat in Tosfos, there's a significant Chiddush over here, that even though the first Maisa Chafino contained more Teres than the second Maisa Chafino, from the first Maisa Chafino some of it already scattered on the way. And he's redoing the Chafino, and the second time around there's less Teres in the Malei Chofnov. Nevertheless, this can be considered a full Malei Chofnov. In other words, there's a certain leeway. To be considered a full Malei Chofnov, you don't have to have an exact amount. As long as you're within a certain range, that could be considered a full Malei Chofnov. And therefore, Tosfos is saying that when the Kohen Gadol gets Lefnei Ulefnim, since we're afraid some of it was Chosser Bederech, he does another Maisa Chafino, and from the second Maisa Chafino, which is also considered a full Malei Chofnov, he's makter the whole thing, and this way we're ensured that there's not a problem of Teres Shechosser. Now, if you learn like this Pshat of Tosfos, this could fit very well with the way we explained before the Machlokes. If Chofin v'Chozer v'Chofin or Ein Chofin v'Chozer v'Chofin, that it's not a question of Isser. Rather, it's a question whether the same Teres could be Chal in it a second Chafino. And therefore, this Eitzah of Tosfos, that when the Kohen Gadol gets Lefnai Lefnim, he should put it back into his Chofnov, just in case something was Chosser Bederech, so this only could work according to the Man Omar, Chofin v'Chozer v'Chofin. It could be chal a second chafina on the same k'tiris. But if you hold ein chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, you cannot do a second chafina on the same k'tiris, so you do not have this eitzah. Now one final point on this Tosfos, we explained the Tosfos Lishonim and the Shitas Tosfos, how to understand the words of Rav Papa, that if you hold chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, then the second Kohen Gadol could do another chafina. And the shaila only is if you hold ein chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin. Now Rav Huna Bereder Rav Yeshua says back to Rav Papa, Adarabba, if you hold chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, then surely there is no eitzah for the second Kohen Gadol to go l'fnai l'fnim with the chafin of the first Kohen Gadol, because he efshar shelo yechzar v'shelo yosir. It's not possible that the second Kohen Gadol will have the exact same size chafino as the first Kohen Gadol. Now according to the way the Tosfos Lishonim understood, that the second Kohen Gadol is actually relying on the chafin of the first Kohen Gadol, and since he does a second chafino, when he gets lefnai ulefnim, it's mistaber that the Torah is not makbid, that the two chafinos should be done by two different kohanim gedolim. So we can understand very well that if the second Kohen Gadol's chafino is a different size, then it will be a problem of choser or yeser. However, according to Shitas Tosfos, that if Papa meant that if chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, then the second Kohen Gadol could start over again, he could do a new chafino, and he's not relying on the chafina of the first Kohen Gadol, what does Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua mean to say that it'll be a problem of chaser or yeser? We're disregarding the first chafina, we're starting over again. Why do we care if the chafina of the second Kohen Gadol is not the same size as the chafina of the first Kohen Gadol? And it would seem that we have to say b'das Tosfos, that even though Tosfos learns, according to Rav Papa, that the second Kohen Gadol is redoing the chafina, and the Maisa chafina that we're relying on for this Ketores is the chafina of the second Kohen Gadol, however, we cannot totally disregard the chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. And the pshat is as follows. Let's take a mincha, for example. The din is that before you do the kmitza, the first thing you do with the mincha is you're mekadesh it bikli. You put the mincha into a kli shareis. At that point, certain dinim are chal. And one of the dinim is that if it's chaser afterwards, the mincha becomes pasul. So if, for example, you put two isreinim of seiles into a kli, you're mekadesh that as your mincha. If afterwards it's chaser and there's one isarin left, then the mincha is pasul. Even though you could have been mekadesh one isarin as a mincha, one isarin is enough of a shear to be a mincha on its own. Since you put two isroinim into the kli, you designated that as your mincha, you created a carbon mincha the size of two isroinim, that's one unit, and if afterwards any part of it is missing, that's a mincha chaseira and it's pasul. Now the k'tiris of Yom Kippur, the shear of this carbon, is established by the Kohen Gadol doing a Maisa Chafina. Whatever goes into his Maloi Chafnov, that becomes the full carbon of the K'tiris. And if it's Chaser afterwards, the carbon becomes Pasul. So in truth, when the Kohen Gadol does the Maisa Chafina, he's really doing two things. He's being Kaiveya, he's establishing the size of this carbon. Whatever K'tiris fit into his Maloi Chafnov becomes a carbon of K'tiris of Yom Kippur. And if anything is missing afterwards, it's a carbon that's chaser. And he's also doing avodas chafina. The first avoda which has to be done with the k'tiris on Yom Kippur is a maisa chafina. Now even though the second Kohen Gadol could redo the maisa chafina, that's how Tosis understands Rav Papa. When Rav Papa says, yichayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, so the second Kohen Gadol could do another maisa chafina on the same k'tiris, so he's redoing the avodas chafina. However, the other chalik, that which this k'tiris became one unit, became the sheer carbon. For the k'tiris of Yom Kippur, that cannot possibly be redone. Once this is designated as the carbon, if afterwards anything is chaser, the carbon becomes pasul. And that's what Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua says to Rav Papa, Yefsha shelo yechta v'shelo yoyser. He means to say, even though you could redo the Maisa Chafina, but still the size of the carbon cannot be changed, and if the second Kohen Gadol is going to do over the Maisa Chafina, it can either be Chaser or Yeser, because this is not the original size of the carbon, which was established by the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. So the way we're explaining, even according to Shitas Tosfos, Rav Papa did not mean that we're totally disregarding the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. He just meant to say that we don't have to rely on the Avodas Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. The second Kohen Gadol could redo the Avodas Chafina. However, if we go back now to the two tzadim we had in understanding what does Tosfos mean when Tosfos says that the Rabbanon were misakin that the Kohen Gadol should put the K'tiris back into his Chafnov when he gets to Sfnayim Nefnim, in case some of the K'tiris was scattered along the way, one side was to learn that he's just checking to make sure that nothing was chaser, but if he finds that something was chaser, he'll start over again or he'll go back to get the k'tiris that fell on the way. The other side was to say that he's really doing another chafina. In case something was nispazer on the way, then he'll rely on the second chafina, not on the first chafina. Now according to what we just explained, that we see from the words of Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua, that Rav Papa never meant to say that we totally disregard the first chafina, because the first chafina of the Kohen Gadol, that's what designated this as one unit of a carbon, and if afterwards it's chaser or yeser, then it will be pasul. If so, we have to learn Tosfos that Tosfos does not mean that he's doing another chafina, because if anything is missing from the first chafina, then it will be pasul. A second maisa chafina will not help. It already was designated as a whole carbon of k'tiris by the first chafina, and anything missing would make it pasul. Tosfos would have to mean that you're just checking to make sure that nothing is missing, but if you find something is missing, then you would have to go back and start again. And the truth is, this is Pashas the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos says, if you hold Chayfen v'chayzer v'chayfen, min ha-tayre ein l'davar kitzba, she-yocha lachmein kol kach pamim k'moy she-yirtze, u-bilvat shela yachzer v'lo yoyser. Tosfos is saying, you could do as many chafinas as you want, but it can't be more or less than the first original chafina, which established the size of the carbon of this keteris. So this luchar would be a raya to the other tzad of Tosfos. The Tosfos just means to say that you put it into his chafnaf to check, to make sure that nothing was missing along the way. And we said earlier that if you learn like that in Tosfos, then Pashas it would be a raya that when Tosfos says there's a machlekes if you could do more than one chafina or not, Tosfos does not mean to say, could a second chafina be chal? Rather, Tosfos means to say that there's a problem, there's an isser with doing more than one chafina. And therefore, according to the Man Omer, ein chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, even to put it back into his chafnov just to check, to make sure that nothing is missing, there's a problem with doing that as well, because there's an isser to put it back a second time into his chafnov. However, like we said earlier, this is something which is hard to understand. What's the pshat? Why should there be an isser of putting the keteris two times into his maloi chafnov? Now we'll just see briefly the Gemara's shayla on Amud Beis. The Gemara has a shayla ibayluhu shachar umeis mau sheikonis achar bedomai. The Gemara explains what's the shayla. Mi aminan bepar v'afilu bedomai shal par. Idoma bepar v'loi bedomai shal par. The pasuk says b'zoyis ovei aron ala kodesh bepar ben bokar. And here the Kohen Gadol who's taking over never had a par. He's starting his avoda with domai shal par. And the shayla is, could this be called b'zoyis ovei aron ala kodesh bepar ben bokar? Could dam hapar also be called par? Now the Rishash over here is medayik. It's mashma that if the Kohen Gadol would have died before shchita, then it's possible that the second Kohen Gadol could take over from the beginning of shchita, because that's definitely called bepar. And the shayla is that the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Aleph from Medbeis, it's also the Gemara in Shvuas Daf Yudalid. The Gemara says that the par has to be owned by the Kohen Gadol. It says par achatas asher loy. The Gemara says he has to buy it, and it cannot come from anyone else. And if so, how could the second Kohen Gadol take over, even if it was not shechted yet, but it's not his par, it's the par that belonged to the first Kohen Gadol? Now the Tosfos Hashanim over here, in Dibur Maschol Shachar Umeis, he has two tzadim, what would be if the Kohen Gadol was Nitma? He didn't die, rather he became Tomei, and he says perhaps over here, the second Kohen Gadol definitely could continue doing the Avodah, even if the first Kohen Gadol died after the Shechita, because the second Kohen Gadol could do the Avodah b'shlichus of the first Kohen Gadol. Now the Tosfos Hashanim earlier on, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, discusses at length this Nekuda, what happens if one Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, and the second Kohen Gadol takes over? Who is the one who's supposed to own the par? Is it the first Kohen Gadol or the second Kohen Gadol? There he's not talking about the issue of Ersugya, whether the second Kohen Gadol could take over after the first Kohen Gadol already did Shechita, but he's discussing the din that the par has to belong to the Kohen Gadol. Which Kohen Gadol is supposed to own the par when the first Kohen Gadol became Tomei and the second Kohen Gadol takes over? And he brings a raya from a Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is also quoted in Tosfos in Megillah Daf Tes Amud Beis. There also he quotes the Yerushalmi as saying that in the case when the second Kohen Gadol takes over, the par is supposed to be owned by the first Kohen Gadol. Now in the end of this Tosfos Hashanim on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, he has a tzad to say that maybe really the par is supposed to be owned by the second Kohen Gadol. And if so, he's bothered, how could one Kohen Gadol take over when the first Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, but it's not the par of the second Kohen Gadol? And he says, no, still it is called his par, the Zoche Le'Rachmano. The Torah gives over the bailis of this par to the second Kohen Gadol, and therefore it's called Par HaChatos Asher Loi. And according to this, this would be a teretz to Erkasha as well, in the case when the first Kohen Gadol died. The Gemara over here is mashmer that the whole Shaila only is if the second Kohen Gadol could take over after Shechita. Is Domei Shal Par also called Par? But before Shechita it's posher that the second Kohen Gadol could take over. And even though it's not his Par, you'll say the same teretz that the Torah was mezakeh to him and the Torah made it his Par. So this would be one teretz. Others want to suggest a different teretz, that maybe you'll have to say the case is that the first Kohen Gadol, before he died, he was makna the Par over to the second Kohen Gadol. When he realized he was dying, he was makna, and therefore it is considered the bailus of the second Kohen Gadol. And the only shayla of the Gemara is Domei Shal Par also called Par? Or perhaps another example is, if the second Kohen Gadol is the son of the first Kohen Gadol, then is that if he's Roy, so he has the first priority to become the new Kohen Gadol. And in that case, he'll be kind of the Par with Yerusha. It will now become his, and therefore it won't be a problem of Parachatos Asher Loi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.